And good afternoon, everybody. It's Hans here. Today's date is May 16th, 2014. And I'm just coming from uptown Niagara-on-the-Lake, headed back towards the direction of home. Just getting some money exchanged at the bank for U.S. money. And so I've got that, so now I'm headed back for home. In the downtown, well, I always say downtown, it's uptown, it's pretty busy already with tourists. The start of the May 2-4 long weekend, which is this coming weekend, which is Victoria Day. And, I don't know why, because I think it's just more... just more some kind of something to give people an excuse to have off. But it's also the unofficial start of the summer season. And just bear with me. There's some people coming up behind me here, so I'll just sort of slow down and let them pass here. But it's kind of a cool one today. And but so as I was saying, there's some people passing by. A couple of people actually, just they're walking pretty quickly, so was okay, because as I said, the town is pretty busy already, and it's a long weekend. And it is like Queen Victoria's Day. Birthday is actually the 24th, but we always celebrated the last Monday before that, the 24th May of May. So even though the 24th is actually on, see, the 19th is the Monday, so it'll be on that, it'll be a week from tomorrow, Saturday. But as I said, it's in here in Canada, it marks the unofficial start of the summer season, and some people open cottages that have some that haven't already done so, and also people like break out the camping stuff, go camping, stuff like that, although it's kind of cold, at least here where I am right now. It's only about 10 degrees Celsius or 50 Fahrenheit. I've actually got a winter coat on here, believe it or not. I don't think I've ever wore a winter coat this late into the year before, but I have. But anyway, enough about that said. And in other things going up, it was kind of rough few days. I was kind of wasn't feeling so good. I was taking some medicine, hydroxyurea, I believe it was, which is supposed to control my red blood cells, supposed to suppress production of red blood cells. About a week and a half ago, the doctor that I went to see, Dr. Leonard, prescribed I take a second pill a day, evenings. And because it was the last test I went before the last appointment, he was still thought the count was up a little bit. And everything was okay the first few days. And Tuesday, I wasn't sure. I kind of wasn't feeling quite right, but I just kind of shrugged it off. Wednesday, I started feeling really bad, kind of real hot and all, and just didn't have a lot of appetite and all. And then yesterday, I was kind of sort of thought it was better in the morning, but then I figured I'd just lay down in the afternoon, which I must have done good, because later I felt better, so I thought, because when I was eating supper, I had a sudden dizzy spell. And as a result, I didn't collapse or nothing, but I laid down so that I wouldn't collapse or faint. But it was okay because it passed and I was okay. And then the evening I was pretty good. And after fair sleep last night, I felt good today. So, of course, I was a little worried about if I was going to have to postpone my trip to Alabama, but so at this point, I don't think I'll have to, because I'm pretty much okay. Now, as for the pill, I don't know if it is a reaction from the pill, but I'm only taking one a day. We talked to the pharmacist on Wednesday night. The pharmacist said I should only keep it at one a day until I get back, and then let the doctor know, or try two a day again after I get back, and if I have the same reaction, let the doctor know. So, I'm going to do that. So that was the last couple days. And this morning, we lost power here in Niagara-on-the-Lake. While I was sleeping, I didn't know. I thought it was like 7-something. I have a UPS, an uninterruptible power supply for my computer stuff. And I didn't really notice it, and then I heard this beeping. And then I looked, and of course my clock was off, and I thought, great, power just went off. So I had to go and switch it off, like hit the UPS off to stop it from beeping and waking everybody up. Namely my dad, and well, my mom, too. So I took care of that, and then I was downstairs, and I guess my mom didn't really know, everything was dark, and then my dad got up shortly after 9:30 and came down, and he said the power was off since about 4:45 when he was downstairs. He was going to go and check and see if everything was okay in the basement, and of course he looked out and saw that everywhere else was dark, so the power was out then. So I offered to call the hydro because I knew their phone doesn't work. My parents, they use Cogeco home phone service, which is our local cable provider here, or for the area anyway, not just Niagara-on-the-Lake, but all of Niagara region. And so when the power goes out, I think you got a few minutes, and then the battery runs out and goes off. And So I spoke to the lady at the hydro and said, yes, we are aware it's had a blown transformer. So, and then asking about how long it would be back, it would be on by noon, he told me. Well, about 10:45, everything comes back on, the power. So that was good. So I turned everything on and then just was on the computer talking to the wife, which I had to wait, of course, because of the outage, I had to wait an hour. So that was still okay. We got plenty of time in. And then had some lunch. And now I just went out. Now I'm on my way back in time for some coffee and maybe a little bit of some cookies and maybe a piece of cake too. So that's what's up in my life of late. And I'm just a couple blocks from the house now. So everybody take care, and I will boo at you all later. So long, everybody.